Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Are you Islamophobic? This is my column for the New Conservative of the 14th of May 2024. We can be thankful so far that the crumbling Conservative Party did not adopt the ridiculous APPG definition of Islamophobia. This definition, while claiming that Muslims are subject to a system of discrimination, control and socio-economic exclusion, alongside hate crime, harassment and abuse, also wanted the definition to be rooted in racism and a type of racism that targets expressions of Muslimness or perceived Muslimness. Let's break that down. Well, there's no doubt that Muslims can be subject to hate crime, harassment and abuse. There's always someone ignorant enough to call out someone else for simply being different. Why does this, along with the control and socio-economic exclusion, have to be elevated to the level of being a system? Excuse my ignorance, but Muslims seem to be doing quite well in London and Scotland, as both places were until recently, run by Muslims in the shape of the short-lived First Minister of Scotland, Hamza Yousaf, and sadly for London, Sadiq Khan as ongoing mayor. That said, while both have lined their pockets with their inflated salaries and to-die-for pensions, it's not abundantly clear what either of them did for their controlled and socio-economically excluded co-religionists. As for expressions of Muslimness, it depends what form that expression takes. Women wearing the niqab on our streets is an abomination and an insult to our culture, but as our feminist sisters do not see fit to protest about it, then it must be okay. Wearing other types of Muslim dress, as many men do on the way to the mosque, seems a bit daft, especially on a windy day, but it's probably harmless enough, and there's little point in getting too fussed. But if Muslimness is expressed by walking into a crowded venue and pulling the detonator on a suicide bomb, wielding a machete on our streets or driving into a crowd of people, then I think we have a right to be a tad upset, provided, of course, we don't point out that a Muslim was driving, wielding, or lying in bits along with the people killed by his bomb. However, because the Conservative Party is crumbling, it has not got an iced lolly and a furnace's chance of being in government when the next general election is held this year or next. Instead, we'll have Sir Keir Starmer and his troop of comedians to contend with. There won't be a discussion about definitions of Islamophobia then, as the Labour Party will adopt the APPG definition and will probably bow to the threats from Muslim vote about which we've written in these pages. If we think we've seen a threat to freedom of speech, we probably have not seen anything yet. Not for the first time will the Islamic tail be wagging the dog of the British Parliament. Ever mindful of our loyal readership, we want to protect them from any risk of falling foul of the law once the new order is established. So if you're afraid you might be Islamophobic, we recommend you take our free test. Question 1. Do you object to mosques being built in the UK with funding from Saudi Arabia? Please note that no Christian symbolism or worship is permitted in Saudi Arabia. Question 2. Do you object to halal slaughter of animals for food? Note that it is illegal in the UK not to stun animals prior to slaughter. Question 3. Do you object to being unaware you're eating halal slaughtered food in some restaurants? Please note that some major chain outlets use halal slaughtered meat in places with a high density of Muslims. Question 4. Do you object to women wearing the niqab? Question 5. Do you object to the call to prayer sounding out from mosques in the UK? Question 6. Do you object to calls for jihad on the streets of the UK? Question 7. Do you object to Sharia law being applied anywhere under any circumstances in the UK? Question 8. Do you object to events being cancelled in case they offend Muslims? Question 9. Do you object to the illegal influx of young Muslim men into the UK? Question 10. Do you dislike Sadiq Khan? How to interpret your score? 0. You're either in the clear, or you're totally woke, or in fact, you're a Muslim yourself. Score 1 to 3, probably nothing to worry about. Nobody's perfect. We all have our likes and dislikes. Range 4 to 7, you are in the check your thinking range and dangerously close to becoming a swivel-eyed Islamophobe. 8 to 9, you cannot escape the fact that you're Islamophobic. We suggest that this could be addressed by joining the Green Party and chanting Allahu Akbar at every possible opportunity. This would push you down into the check your thinking range, but at least you will no longer have to worry about offending anyone. Score 10, hand yourself into the police at the earliest possible opportunity.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.